in developing the reproductive system. What is the environment that God created where babies are nurtured for 9 months and they don't die? The womb. What if you create everything, sex, ovary, all that, but no womb? When you finish fertilizing the thing and creating a zygote or whatever you call it, what happens? What is the facility that God created where agricultural processes are implemented and crops grow and all that? What is it called? Soil. So whatever you are doing, you have to look at it. If you say a fellowship or a cell group, you have to think venue. You have to think that is a womb where you can nurture a dream. It's even better that it's just one office, but it's well put together that enables you, or it's a marketing job. You have to find what it is that helps you. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Enabling tools, technology, whatever, you know, all those stuff. I want to now bring in something at this junction. This junction is big. Social systems and organizations must have people. Put in another way, it's people that drive systems. We went to Coca-Cola headquarters where they built this thing that produces, I don't know how many million Coke per minute. This one that produces 20-something bottles of Coke every second. Is completely automated. So when they told us, okay, let's go around, let them talk, guys, I want to see. We'll get to somebody, you see somebody operating computers, like where they examine bottles. Bottles go through, they pick all these bottles, they check smallest clerk, they remove that one. They know the one that meets standard quality control, all that. It's still human beings that... When we go to another section, it's people that are within something. There are few systems that don't need people. There are. For example, I don't know who is controlling the sun in space, the solar system. There are few systems that can be built without people. They talked today about this aircraft in Iraq, no pilot, autopiloted. But the truth is, let me also say the truth is, somebody is on the ground using computer too. So when you finish building, you have to assemble a team. You have to go and get people that to put into drive. You, all these structures you are drawing, faculties, department, you have to find faculty officers, departmental heads. The man that has created satellite churches and said, you have to find cell leaders, you have to go and build people. The moment you bring people, the next thing you need is control. System must have control. Even if you don't have people, you still must have control. Must have control. Control includes policies. It includes laws, like in Nigeria constitution. It includes regulations. And there are all kinds of control. There's quality control, you know, there's management and so on and so forth. Huh? Audit control. Even the audit itself is control. Some organization will say there must be 3 signatories. But if you get 2 of the 3, you can sign. They are building control. What they don't want is one man signing off organizational fund and abuses and all kinds of things. Some will say, you can sign as a branch manager to this level, to this amount. Anything beyond this amount, get what? Approval. There are all kinds of things. This is where a lot of people rise and fall. You know, you can actually create a system that is running without control. But that system is dangerous to itself and to the people in it. Or how do you think? A car without brakes, no steering, but go from here to Kano. Will you enter? Look at the excretory system. Did you notice that there is something up there? The moment you eat, the thing will be releasing on the ground as you're passing. There's a valve you put there. Did you see the wee-wee system? Eh? There's something they put there. If not, just like some of you have finished eating now, the thing will have everywhere. Water will be. That's how it is everywhere. But beyond all those small, small controls you put in all these departments in the body, God created this particular department called brain, whose job is what? Control. That's why you have management. That's why you have. Some people make control a department. Quality, they make that because of how many things can go wrong. Don't ever leave human beings without control. Don't leave systems or process without it. Because you have a goal, and that is the most important thing at the end of the day that you achieved it. Okay. If you have control, every system must have a feedback mechanism. It's clear. You won't see a system God built or the one man built that doesn't have it. Let me give you a clue. That means, for example, the people must have a way of reporting back. You must have a way of getting information from everything that's happening. For example, in the case of the body, this management called the brain, do you know that every organ in the body has a nerve reporting directly to the brain? Even if it has nerves reporting, it still has one sending information to the brain. It's an amazing thing that God did that. From the brain, you can put his hand paralyzed. You just puncture the IC there. The hand burns. There is a place you hit in the brain now. Half of your body. Everyone say feedback. Let me show you how it works. When you have temperature, does your body give you a sign? Eh? Like when you have fever. Okay, what about hunger? How do you know when to eat? Does your body give you a sign? Okay, what about poo-poo? When you need to go. Does your body give you a sign? You see that there are signals for everything. Do you know women know when it's time to deliver the baby? Does the body give them a sign? You call it contract. When the period hits, when they're in ovulation, your car, when your car is overheated, does it give you a sign on the dashboard? Everything, if you start your car and it starts, it lets you, there is a sound it makes to let you know, I'm ready, fire me. And when you fire it, it gives you another sound, we are moving. Now, that feedback helps you know when there is a breakdown, when we are on course. When we are what? So there has to be measures, and there are so many ways to design this feedback thing. So many ways. Starting with the basic ones of weekly reports. Starting with things like designing report sheets that people feel they send back to even, because sometimes human beings can feel anything they like for you. So that's why people now create some type of feedback that is independent of that one. For example, some organizations create feedback directly from customers. How do I know how the man in the gate treats my customer? He wants to drive all of them away from me. How do I know how the staff at the house give us feedback? So we know when we are messing up and we know how to go and control. Now, I'll give you this. Some believe it as just one of the things that should be there. Learning the importance of training on this, I argue, is a system must have mechanism. The reason is because of breakdown. And one time there was an argument because they said God's systems never break down. So I said, excuse me, sir, why do you think God gave us two kidneys instead of this? Because you know you can live on one kidney. One from the same reason aircraft have four, so that if you're on top of Atlantic Ocean, engine packs up, you put it and then you know, he said that's why. So I started checking the things God made two nostrils. I slept in the night and one nostril blocked. That will bring your last day on earth. But working with only one ovaries. You know, one can deliver all the babies you need. But I don't know when it came to Tito, they gave us 30, 32 or something. Huh? So I left the meeting. I said, wow, that is serious. Don't raise one Pastor Mike. What if Satan had make them one PCJ? Since accident can occur, since people die. Then when I got home that night, I was awake. I was really thinking. I said, I've been a serious fool. Oh, how come I've not been thinking like this? That you need backup plans for everything. And I realized that God created Adam, but the Bible said that there was a second Adam, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. The second Adam ready from day one, waiting for the day this one will fumble. So he can bring him back and secure the system back. So I said, oh my God. You know, Christians, because we have faith, we don't write will. Because we don't die. You don't secure things, transfer what should go to children and other. And you die. What uncle? You have not seen anything. The uncles don't care whether you are smoking fire. Your born again is coming for you. You think they don't care because maybe you think you have not been in talking time. They know where your lands are. The ones they don't know, they will by force find out. So, this is what I now said to the Lord that night. You are the Almighty God. You are all wise. You are creating all these things to you too. We even have large intestines, small intestines. We have all kinds of things. Two legs. Why not one leg? And Aaron said, why did you create only one heart? Why not give us eight hearts? When somebody dies like this, we'll switch up the other one and start again another 70 years. Then at the end of the day, switch out the other heart and we can just keep going. He said to me, control, control, control. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, if I make man like that, they will declare themselves gods. But you see, when people start talking and harassing, you know, people abuse God, say some things. You just waste them, wait for them there. Sometimes you do it too much, it switches off the current. There's an electrical system here. Look at the control. Switch. Everyone say switch. It's a control. But there is a difference between the man that made you and you that he made. Product and manufacturer. There's that extra. I said, debt is control. He said, how we have taken care of all the evil people if you don't have it? That's what I told Adam. I said, see the limit. Don't touch it. But if you touch it, I have something. I have something here. It will take care of you. It's called debt. That's why Hitler is not running around and still harassing people. That's why Saddam Hussein. That's why if you don't want to have the fear of God, don't worry. That day, that rich man was talking, I built wealth, I'm self-made, relax, oh my soul. The man switched off the switch. He said, this night, your soul is required for you. Tell me how much money you brought into the earth. We'll see how many you will take when you are living here. You can delegate everything. You must keep. And whenever you build a system, when you finish, hand control over to another kingdom person. Somebody that can maintain loyalty to the kingdom of God. You know, even ministry. Some of us are building things we're going to hand to people. But, because even as a pastor, you know who the Judases are. You should know who the Gehazis are. But you should also know who the Elishas are. Who the Joshuas are. So you never transfer the rod to an Esau. All these were building organization. That's what you must know. Have a core group who are part of registered trustees. You can have advisory board, all kinds of board They put Dangote there, put Alhaji's there. If you think you need their name to put them there, but not, don't ever put Satan's child in that thing that can make him hijack something that God enabled you to build. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? You know, in a fruit, you have seed and you have what? You can put people anywhere in that fruit. If tomorrow worm come up to eat up the thing, no problem. The seed can always reproduce it. That's what God does. So, over the universe, he put three people and made them trustees of all these powers. He called them the Trinity. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. When you, if you need to try and say you're angel, Gabriel, or your word that your head know, they will put you where you belong. Very important. Very important. Once you have lost control, you have lost power. The thing can derail. I know I'm saying this because some of you go and build NGO, say, everybody, Alhaji, come, all of us. When the Muslims do, you won't even come at the periphery. They put you at the outer court because they know the importance of power. And you must have feedback. Don't let somebody lock you up in one ivory tower and you have lost touch with reality, what is happening. You must have feedback. They create nerves that wire you to customer, that wire you to staffs, to wire you. And some of them is that, you know, look at even cases like church. You know, even sometimes pastors can formulate a report and send. So you have to create other people who go around, sometimes without an announcement. They just visit to get you on the ground report. Because that helps to shape policies. When you make decision with clear information, when I knew that God is a dangerous person, that the report, angels were bringing him reports to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you know what he did? One day, he took two angels as an escort and said, and came down. Abraham saw him. He said, what are you doing? He said, so much report has come over these two cities, but today we have come to verify if it is so. Ha ha! Almighty God! He wants when he makes the decision that there will be any error. Let's add one to make it 12, and we'll leave you on this. At least integration must be there. Systems must be integrated. I said, you know, coordination, that you don't build these cell groups like I said when it's church and leave them uncoordinated. Remember that these are organized collection of parts and processes that are integrated to accomplish what? Come on. Let me tell you what it means. There is marketing department. There is production here. Now, the marketing deals with the customers. There's customer service that deals with people. But the guy at production does not see how what he's doing there is affecting the customers. When this guy places an order, he has promised the man out there that in 5 days, you will get your product. He takes that order and come to production. 1 week after, he's asking them where the product. So, my friend, don't disturb me. This is not your department. Leave us here. We will deliver when we want to deliver it. Now, you have structures, you have processes going on, but they are disorganized. They are not working in harmony towards. So, the aspect of casting the vision and showing each person how what he's doing is affecting the overall goal of the organization and not just his departmental goal. See what happens. Sometimes when you give them a developmental goal, they become so myopic on that they don't see the overall thing. You know what they call the big picture? And that causes disintegration. Now he has seen that the guy in marketing and the product gets down there 3 weeks after. The guy is apologizing. He's talking. He said next time will not happen. Next time, because the thing has not been solved. It happens again. The customer leaves, joins another place. It's the same thing with church. The usher that is greeting people must see that he's the pastor. How what he's doing affects the whole service. The one that is doing follow-up, if they don't see it, you just say, this man, whatever.
Okay, sit down here. You know that as in ocean, you tell somebody, sit here, because this you are trying to gauge like an aircraft, gauge the hall, the service, to make sure that people are not here. But there are some people you say, I want to sit here. You just leave them. Even smile. Oh, it's all right, sir. You say, no, sir, you must come this way. Did you force him to come to church? Look at who is this one? Just get up. You have been praying for who will give you 1 million, and God brought the 1 million that day. The wind carried the 1 million out. He does not understand. But next time you're for prayer meeting, if you see how he will groan in, Father, we call this money forth. Whatever. He did not know that he is the one that is sending all the money away. Because he said, good measure, pressed and shaken together, shall men. And the man just came. All the areas must be integrated. A lot of communication are involved in it, and so on and so forth. But let me also add one more thing. There is a law of equifinality. There are still many ways to achieve the same result. If you study BA, study Japan, you see the same transport goal, but you can adjust things here and there. That's why even if you start by copying, you can finally improve here and there, so you can beat the person you copied from. To build a restaurant, you might just go and do a study and find out what is going on, do market research, do problem analysis and what environment, where this would thrive, get all this understanding. But finally, I want to do this thing like javelin. You say, I want to do it like that. But when you are studying it, you note they're having problem here. Is a little system breakdown here, or the time it takes them to deliver this result is too long. You know, if I'm invited in the Trinity to look into the case of child delivery, I'll suggest that we shorten that time to 5 minutes. Once a lady is ready, if you don't get her in hospital before that, she will deliver it for you right there immediately. That's what I'm going to suggest. But you know they did that because of control, what men did in the garden. They now gave them that punishment. It's control that brought that punishment. The next time they see a forbidden apple, they will leave for their husband to eat first. The men eat first. So that when the hammer will fall. You know, in control, you do performance assessment. Is that not so? And even that place, one of the key elements is make sure you build a reward system. That reward performance, if you treat everybody the same, you neutralize performance. You must reward performance. Actually, in some cases, punish non-performance. It depends on the type of institution. The military can do that. Some other institution. But others will do the punishment by withdrawing certain benefits of promotion. In a voluntary organization like church, where we can't use gun to force you to come for your house, you still have to create motivation. In Dominion City, ordination is performance-based. And the two most important things we look at is results and character. Let me show you a quadrant here. And you have four groups of people. It's a quadrant here. Now, in the middle here is average performance. At the extreme here is excellent result performance. Here is performance. The same thing with character. Here you have excellent C. Average C, character, and then poor C. Poor character. Character is up, result is this way. So when you look at this quadrant, if you look at it now, it's high performance. The guy gets result, achieves goal. If you also look at character, excellent character, these guys
are the present leader we are looking for now. If in Simmons we find out you're already a good person, you are also achieving result, they are the ones we crown, put in leadership, bend them into different things. Hotel, that's the king, pastors, all kinds of things. Look at this quadrant. Character, zero. Result also, zero. Souls won't win. Give, you know, they give. Deliver result, you know. Okay, behavior. These guys are the bad guys of Dominion City. These are spoiled products that needs to be flushed out of the system. But anyway, at the end of the day, God will take care of them. We won't be the one to kick them out. And we know there are people who will go to hell from here. But our own is to minimize that. Minimize that. Responsibility begins. Okay, look at this guy. Character high. Performance low. Good guy, very good. But church will remain three members for years. There are potential leaders, P leaders, potential future leaders. Because if you solve the character problem, what it tells us is that you have solved the bigger problem, because that one is what makes the devil. So what they need is more training. You manage them with results, with goals. Church people, if you have them in your organization, you give them targets and you follow them. And when you drive them like that, pressure on mountain of their potential will start coming out. They'll start delivering because they're already good. We don't want yes, sir, no result. We don't want a good girl, no result. See, God said, this man is a slothful and wicked. When he talked about slothfulness, he's talking about unproductivity. But when he talked about wickedness, he's talking about corrupt heart. Your heart is hard. Here you have high performance. Result high. Character low. They are dangerous people. They are future problems. These are the where you get your Lucifers. Adonijahs, Absaloms. That's where they come from, is that quadrant. So what you do is, they're already delivering result, but you have to sit on them on the issue of, and you have to also, the way you manage these ones with goals, you have to manage this one with goals on the area of character development and self-development. It might be lateness, it might be lying, it might be stealing, and you set certain boundaries for them. You manage them with restriction, and if they are not yielding, get them out of that place. In the case of church, we don't sack people from church, but we can remove people from leadership, because you are going to spoil more lives. Get one person who goes through this training is pursuing people's wives and all that. We are going to come on him. See, after this kind of training, he is still peddling gossip in this kind of system. I'll do a practical. I will take these principles I've taught you now and build one system for you. But I'll do it with a kingdom community like church. The next practical I will do will be a financial system, but I won't be able to do it now. But I'm giving you that as an assignment. Create a financial system that delivers a minimum of 10 million every year, if you're pioneering a fellowship without your normal collection or those offering, whatever. Yes. Every year. Now, that is a goal. So you have your number one, and in 1 year is your number two law in application. But let me not work on that one. The most important thing is the kingdom. So let's start with it. I'm giving you God's priority. So we're going to work, but we are going to turn and shouting. A system that grows 1,000 souls in a year, 12 months. Since your own goal is 1,000, that you must deliver to us, but you have to build a system that can grow 2,000 souls. And that system, we are now in the practical side. There are two people we sponsor for Nigeria who are in business schools abroad. And when I came to teach this, and they've done it in class, they told me with all that they did in class, that the thing is still flying over their head. That they still, in practical sense, they don't know how, what to do about it. Remember, people are working in systems. A medical doctor who gives injection is doing technical job, like the medicine man who plasters out, like the mechanic. You see that anything that is principle-based can be learned. You can see that there are laws governing this thing. That is not just engineering without guidelines. Now, a doctor was our family doctor, you know, finally opened his own office, a specialist, CH, and it's a guy, no, he decided to, and this guy is, has PhD in medicine. He's a doctor of medicine. Now, and he was one of the best. But then finally, he opens his own. So one day, I came with Pastor Sarah there, and he drove him from Abuja. We were waiting for him. He drove him from Abuja, and it's about 6 hours from Enugu then. And the moment he dropped his bag, of course, the line was long. He started seeing. I told Pastor Sarah, this man, he won't live long. The way, what I see, after this trip, he sat there, and that's how he walked into the night. His wife was abroad dying of cancer, and they're in the medical profession. It wasn't long, he came down with stroke. We came to pray for him, and I was thinking about it. How come medicine kills doctors? And the Lord said to me, that's how ministry kills pastors. When you don't have system behind this thing. You know, Dominus has come to a point. There are some areas where I don't have headache at all. You know, camp meetings, Night of Glory, I walk in like a visitor. This is your last camp meeting. It was the day it was open. I just walked in with Prof. Came in there and I was looking. I went to my room. This time I came and did my part and went. Night of Glory, Enugu, I came in. Just, I was looking at the stage, looking at everything like every other person. You know, before, ask them, I'll be in that field, we'll be carrying stage, we'll be carrying all the things. When you build system, you can have rest like God and bless the seventh day and call it holy. You can't retire until you build. You can't. You can't. You work yourself to death. That's why I'm glad for this thing now. This one, generation. When you go to heaven, I'll join this one. We'll be eating the thing. This is weird, you know. If Jesus doesn't call 200, he will still be eating from it. Haven't you seen where they planted trees? That generation will die. The children will still be eating guava and pear and mango from it. We'll just keep eating. I see a generation coming that will build companies that will last for 400 years, 500 years. Yes. Not this uncle that dies with the founder. Do you know that just because somebody is father doesn't mean he's the best player? If you're a father of a football club, does it make you the best football player in that place? Your children can be far more deadly than. These people, study these people. God will help us. We have some things going. I'm going to be able to bring few of them that come and share. I have, each time they talk with me, all the hairs in my head stand for hours. I say, how can these people have one eye? We have two. We have grace and principle. But we threw away 90% of the issue. And people are living on welfare in church. In U.S., the system, no Jew will be on this welfare and support the social system of the United States. You won't find one Jew in that. Another thing they did is that they will not be part of the credit system in U.S. So why the whole society is held by debt, the Jews are the ones running the system, giving people debt, imprisoning a whole nation. Because God told them, you will lend to nations, you won't borrow. Okay, if you get the law of system we've mentioned, number one is goal. Okay, do we have something we want to achieve with 2000? Okay, deadline, time. Okay, 12 months. That's 1 year, which is also 12 months, which is also 52 weeks. Scope. Victoria Island. Second thing in definition of young professionals and undergraduates. I'm just using an example. You can define your complete market. If they define this kind of scope, then you will see them going after area boys. But they can decide to add that. That means you have to, when you are developing process, create activities that will take care of them more, because they come with their own baggages. So that means you have to develop activities. It's not you come there and just be doing for this top whatever, and you see that those people are not being benefited. I have to create activities to create job part of your processes. So, okay. Structure. I'm creating 10 organs, 10 satellite churches that will cover the whole island. And then each satellite will have 10 cells. That is what I want to add to it. In future, we'll keep expanding that. In future, we can even have another 10 more satellites that will build 10 more cells. That's the structure I want to use to run this. So you have main church, 10 branches scattered, one in Lagos proper, one in Obalende, just 10. So I said one of the greatest skill of system building is breaking things down. So automatically, we're going to break the goals down. The goal is 2,000, but now we divide it by 10 satellites, and it is now 200 souls per annum in 12 months per year. That's what the satellites are going to do. The satellites, their job is to go each pastor. So I just 10 pastors and assign. Have you seen what I'm doing? Assign to those areas and mandate each of them to deliver 200 people by the end of this year. But then we said each satellite will also grow 10 cells. So now, each satellite will break their goals again by 10. 10, 200 divided by 10 cells. Each one will be dealing with 20 souls in a year. A year. Okay, so our goal that we are to achieve is actually each satellite church create 10 cell groups. So Aja will just create 10 cells to cover the different parts of Aja, and each of them is to deliver 20 souls by the end of the year. Remember that I gave you 5 things for breaking things down. I haven't used the 5, I've only used 2. If I want to add one more, by the time I finish, it might be 2 souls a year. But let's just leave it at this point. Because as you grow, you can expand further. Okay. 20 souls a year per cell group. You see the law of equifinality that said there are so many ways to get the same result. If I look and I have enough manpower, I can decide to make the satellites 20. And if I make it 20, it breaks the 2,000 goals to 100 souls per satellite. Did you see that? And I make the cells 10-10. It breaks the goals to 10-10 souls per cell group. What if I make the cells 20-20 cells? It breaks the goals down further. It depends on what I want at the bottom. Let me show you what is the next thing. 3 tools you use to do this breakdown. The first is the structure, the organs. The second, write it down. It's very important. It's part of the practical tools. 3 tools you use each time you break things down. First is the structure. Second is people. Third, time. Time. Let me do that time division. You have 20 souls there now, board per annum. So want to divide that 20 souls by 50 weeks. Because I want to know what the people are to be achieving on a weekly basis. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? You don't build goals and leave goals to be annual. You have to break it down to daily activities. Once you break a goal down, if you say we're going to, maybe you have marketing people and you want them to pull each 100 customers for you this year. Break that 100 customers, divide it further by time, and let them know what it is they are delivering on weekly basis. And then you hold weekly meetings to monitor. If you leave it as an annual goal, at the end of the day, they will fail you. If you break it down to daily activities, weekly, they will achieve it. And see what? I'm breaking the 20 goals with these cell groups are to deliver by the end of the year. And I'm trying to divide it by 50. Instead of 52, let's dash 2 weeks for recreation. 20 divided by 50. But there's nothing like 0.4 souls. Let's just see. 2 souls, what? That's what it is. Every 5 weeks, they give you 2 souls in 5 weeks. But I don't want to use 5 weeks. I want to use months. So I just give it to them that each of the cell group gives us 2 souls every month. That extra week will make them to achieve more. I can count it as my contingency plan. 2 souls every month. That's what we have done. 2 souls. Each cell group give us 2 souls the whole month. Then cell group will now get in and do another division. Our members. We are 10, or we are 2, or we are 4. Okay, 4 of us here needs to divide these 2 souls a month so that each person will have tax. If 4 people divide 2 souls a month, what will it be? No, it will be 1 soul per individual every 2 months. It means that for the few of us in this cell, in every 2 months, each individual is expected to win what? Now, have you seen how that big goal system demystified it? That nobody is overworked yet where. So, at this point, you have team people, you bring people and break the whole things down. The next thing, you can decide to go into processes. What are the activities we're going to engage in order to get these souls? Are we going to be doing breakfast meeting? Are we going to be doing evangelism? Are we going to be doing crusades? Are we going to print handbills and be distributing? You specify how you intend to get it done. And when you finish that, you dig facilities. Are there tools we need? Okay, we say cell groups. That means one of the facilities we need is 10 venues. When the people will tell you, we need money to do that, they say, no, use people's houses or set it up in your offices or set it up in your schools or set it up in whatever. You sit down, plan all the input, all the resources you need, whether they need equipment, all that, the different things. Now, at this moment, I now need to introduce control. If I decide to do feedback, I can say they meet with me on a weekly basis and you bring weekly report. So I'm going to draw up a report sheet where you state when you meet, number of souls won, offering this, you know, we call it talking church. Report is based on the activities you are engaging in and the actual result you want. You design it. In something like church, we are also interested in what did you preach, the title of the sermon, how long? Because we don't want people preaching everlasting sermon in service that will drive the people away. You see, training and service are two different things. If we don't put that difference, someone will say, okay, in GLI, we were there for 3 days. You can go and start service and keep people till the next day. Their husband will beat them. Some will, you know, whatever. Next Sunday, I put control that there will be phone calls, text messages,
and establish communication method for feedbacks. And I said, you put what? Then you put guidelines. For example, Yonggi Cho started this thing. And he said, they didn't put any form of control. Until one day they brought a report that one woman was teaching in the cell that the Trinity is one God with three heads. It's true. Three heads. He said she got the revelation after studying the four living creatures that have four heads. So she knew that God must be that kind of thing. If he created that, he has three heads. One is head of the Father, head of... So he knew immediately we need control on salmon. So they produce something every week, whatever the pastor, senior pastor teaches, what everybody's going to now discuss throughout the week. I catch all your add other dimensions, make it clear to the people. And they said after they've done that one for a while, they decided that it's important to also make this control written. So they will provide 52 weeks in a year. They provide 52 study outlines. So each time you know what you are doing in the cells. You do questions and other. Then they found out some cells will now stay there into midnight. And then they get the wives beating up their husbands at home and other instead of joining. So they put control. Even though we want you to close when it's 1 hour, 30 minutes, close. Those who now want to stay back and flow and just, at least it won't be the pastor that kept them. Because brethren like to do fellowship after fellowship. At least that one. Because the other one, they will blame you and blame the church and blame God. Then another time again, they saw that people started inviting, they will go to other churches, invite people to come and preach for them in their cells so that they will grow. But they found that after they bring the external preacher, when he finished, some members of the cell join them and go to their church. Then they will invite them, they will raise funds for their own ministry and strip the church of one and go. And when the report came, you see why you need feedback. They put a control. You don't invite external without the permission of the headquarters. Actually, they eliminated any form of external. So if you want to invite another cell leader or another pastor within the ministry, since we're all achieving the same goal, there will be integration. The guy won't come there and scatter what we're trying to be. And that ended all the headache. That church is about 1 million people right now by deploying systems.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogboili. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900.